It's been barely a week since Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo signed a peace accord with President Trump in Washington to end the fighting in eastern areas of the DRC. But it hasn't stopped the fighting. The United States has blamed the M23 militant group backed by Rwanda for the violence. Now, Rwanda has accused the Congolese army of ignoring the ceasefire. I spoke to our global affairs reporter, Richard Kagoi, in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, and I began by asking him where this latest bout of fighting has broken out.
The fighting is taking place in eastern Congo, specifically in a region called South Kivu Province. And so this is the area that does border Tanzania and Burundi, so separated by Lake Tanganyika. And so what has happened is that the M23 rebel group has been advancing farther into South Kivu Province after taking over the biggest city, which was called Bukavu. And now they have seized a second largest town where the Congolese government had its base, called Uvira.
Richard, the two sides signed a peace accord a week ago, and now we have Rwanda and the DRC blaming each other for this new bout of fighting.
Yes. Yeah, it's just typical of situations as they do evolve in this part in terms of this conflict. The DRC is arguing that it's protecting its territorial integrity. It wants to retake territory that it lost to the rebels. It says that it wants to protect its civilian population and stop the advance of the Rwandan-backed rebels. And of course, even Rwanda has got its own argument saying that it has no role in the latest fighting.